Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Scaletti here with a very special guest, Erica Francis. Fox 2's Erica Francis has been in the news business for nearly a decade. After a four-year stint in the Mitten, which I now know is another word for Michigan, covering everything from tragedy to triumph, it was off to Nashville, Tennessee for her. 3 years later, she found herself back in the Mitten, but this time in Detroit. In July of 2022, Erica joined the Fox 2 morning team. When she's not in the field reporting, you can catch her behind the anchor desk from a bright and early 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. And when she's not doing that, Erica loves the golf and watch her Lions dominate this recording. The game will be over by the time we put it out, but best.
Oh, no, you just paused.
Well, did I pause? Are we good?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say best of luck to the Lions, even though this is going to come out after the game. Welcome, Erica. What's up?
Thank you. And I think it's my internet, not yours.
You're good now. You sound good.
Okay, and great. Go Lions. One pride. We're excited. I'm even wearing my Lions sweatshirt.
I love. Oh, it has like a skull on it. That thing is.
Oh,
sweet.
It's so cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that? Yeah, I saw it on Instagram. One of those Instagram ads got me.
Yeah, but it's your team. You got to support the team, right?
Yes, I do. That's right. So, thanks, Erica, for having me on, by the way.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. And yeah. Can you just tell us, how do you go from how you grew up to now being on the news and being an anchor and doing all this fun stuff?
Sure. Okay, so when I grew up, I was always kind of singing, dancing, and acting. I was the crazy girl, like in the family room with her pretend microphone, just all over the place. But essentially, I loved to perform. So it was either be on Broadway or try to be on television one day, right? That was the mindset back then. I went to West Ottawa. That was in Holland, Michigan. And we had this class. It was called West Ottawa Broadcasting News. I took this class as a freshman in high school with the wrong mindset, I think. Oh, I can do the morning announcements. I can be on TV. People can see me. Me, me, me. Well, I do the class, and then I quickly realize it's not about me at all. And in fact, I love telling stories about other people. So I absolutely fell in love with the craft. And I thought, this would be such a cool career. So I kind of stuck with it, went to Central Michigan University, studied broadcasting. I did the news program there, which is really established. It's a great school for broadcasting. Got my first job in Grand Rapids, Michigan, right after I graduated. I think I started, I'm not even kidding, 3 days after graduation. I was so excited to be a reporter. Yeah. So I was in Grand Rapids for 4 years, went to Nashville for three, and then now I'm back here in Detroit, kind of like you mentioned in the bio.
I love it. So what, as you're going through that whole process, was it after that first time doing it and realizing it's not about you, it's about the audience, was it easy from there on out, but did you have you come across so confident and just you can present so well? Has that confidence always been there? You're laughing like maybe it hasn't been.
Yeah, I'm laughing because up now being in this industry for 9 years, but I'll tell you, in college, this is one of the moments that was kind of a game changer for me. So, you know, I mentioned the broadcasting program is called News Central 34. I made it on the news team my freshman year. You have to try out, and the trials are really difficult because there's so many people that want to be on this news program. So freshman year, I got it. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'm totally where I'm supposed to be. This is great. Everything's dandy. Yeah. Well, sophomore year rolls around and I didn't get a call back. I didn't make the news team. And I remember calling my mom crying, thinking, you know, what we all go through this, right? Like, oh, I'm not good enough. This isn't where I'm supposed to be. This is the wrong career path. And my mom, she sent me the song, I Hope You Dance by Leanne Womack. And to this day, like, that song makes me tear up because essentially the song, if you don't know it, it's like, it's basically telling you to never give up in life. I hope you take life's moments and kind of run with them, right? Don't ever take anything for granted. We're on this earth for a short period of time. Just go, 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 and go after your dreams. So she sent me that song. I had a little debrief with myself and said, you know what? This is a setback. I didn't make it this semester. I'm going to try it out again the next semester. What do you know? I made it the next semester and the rest of college was great. Everything was perfect. No, just kidding. But you're always going to fail, right? And I think that's important to fail sometimes because then, you know, if you're in the right mindset, it'll make you try even harder. But that was just one time in my life that, you know, it was difficult and it was a really big hit to my confidence. And then I remember even in my first market in Grand Rapids, I was so scared to go live. I was so scared. I was so bad at it. I was awful. I was like tripping up everywhere, like was always looking at my script, which is fine, but you could just tell that I was tense and I needed more practice. And yeah, I didn't have a lot of confidence. I was constantly worried about messing up on air, constantly worried about what people would think. And then in your first market, you know, as a news personality, you are getting those messages and emails that are just extremely rude. You know, people are constantly talking about your looks, how you do your job. And so it's like, not only do I have these really high expectations on myself, well, now I have all these people watching, big expectations of me. And it felt like I wasn't meeting those expectations. But once you learn that people that send mean emails behind a screen don't matter in life, and they probably have actually a really sad life, you just block them out and you laugh. So I've come a long way in this almost decade career of mine, which is honestly really crazy to say. But that, am I that old?
You're getting younger by the day. Younger by the day. No, I yes. Love. Thanks for walking us through all of that.
Yeah, sorry. Long-winded. No, I'm like, well.
No, I think that's fascinating. I think that helps a lot of people. And so in the beginning, when you said you weren't good, which I'm sure you were still better than you're making it out to sound like, do they tell you, like, Erica, how about you try it like this? Or do you go to coaches? Or I'm trying to think of people who are scared to death, especially on social media, to turn their phone around and take a video. And how do we get them over the hump to share with the world if they have a message they want to put out there?
You just have to bite the bullet and do it. Nobody told me how to do my job. I didn't have any coaching. It just comes with repetition. You're going to get better each and every time that you do it. I do remember I had a mentor that told me I should start live reporting every time I was in my car. Describe what you see outside. So I would be driving along and be like, okay, as you can see, the traffic is flowing really nicely on I-75. You can see the trees are really green. It doesn't matter what you talk about, but just get in that mindset of ad-libbing and talking about what you see. And that honestly really helped me. And then I think you have to let go of what other people are going to think of you. There's always going to be somebody out there that has something mean to say or that won't like you. But honestly, that means you're doing great things, right? I mean, nobody that's doing better than you is going to put you down because they're worried about their own success, right? It's only the people under you that are going to try to bring you down to their level because they're not happy with what they're doing in their lives. Truly, you just have to, set up your camera and just start talking. Even if you mess up, I mean, I mess up to this day, but we're human. Who cares? I'm going to say and us during this podcast, but that's because I'm human. I mean, there's nothing worse than watching a robot right?
Yes.
So I guess that's my advice to people.
That's great advice. And just to add to that, what about, you seem like you do a great job, and I admire this because I'm working on it, of giving yourself grace whenever you do screw up, if it's an or ah or something
yeah.
on TV, and you're doing it, it's in front of thousands and thousands of people who are watching.
Yeah.
I mean, can you give yourself grace and be like, let's just say one didn't go so well. Do you just shrug it off, laugh, and be like, all right, let's go to the next one?
Yeah, oh my gosh. I just make fun of myself. Literally, I do it on air. I mean, there was a script this week where I was messing up every third word. And so after the script, I was like, wow, English is really tough for me today. Because how funny. I mean, like, that's so relatable, right? And that's what people want. Oh, but oh my goodness. When I started my career in Grand Rapids, though, I actually started anchoring a year in, which was crazy. And I'm really thankful that I got that opportunity. But I would mess up, and then I would get in my head so bad that I would continue to keep messing up. It's kind of like, I remember in volleyball when I played, when the team started to lose, I would start getting in my head, and then we would all get worse because we were so upset that we were losing. And I honestly, I don't know what helped me get over that, but it was really tough. And I remember going home and crying because I was so upset with how bad I did on that newscast. And looking back, yeah, it hindered me because I looked silly, like trying so hard. Oh, you messed up a word? Okay. That's the worst thing that happened to you today? Man, you're doing pretty good in life then, you know? So I did have to teach myself that it's okay to mess up. And I started to give myself some grace and, yeah, make fun of myself. I mean, what's better than laughing at yourself, right?
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And I love, and you're also, I mean, you're basically living your dream job.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy.
I mean, it's just so cool to even say that out loud. And I think it's like, let me ask you this. When all this was going on, was there any plan B for Erica? Or was it like,
no,
this is it. I don't care if I have to live under a bridge. This is what I'm going to do.
I am a very passionate and dedicated person. When I set my mind on a goal, I'm going to accomplish it. When I was in college, I wanted so badly to be a reporter. Like I wanted it so badly. I had 6 internships during college. Because I wanted to stack my resume. I wanted to make sure that I got a reporting job outside of college. Man, I applied to so many jobs too. So many. It was crazy. By the grace of God, somebody accepted me.
But I love that you kept going.
You have to. I mean, think if I would have just given up my sophomore year when I didn't make the news team. Where would have I been today? And honestly, I still don't have a plan B. Like if tomorrow I'm fired for some reason, what would I do? I have no idea. Like reporting and anchoring is me. That's who I am. And I love it so much. So I'm so happy that I have this career that I do. Because I know not everybody is blessed enough to say that they are living their dream.
You're right. And that's exactly what I was wondering is the people that are listening that are either they're in a job they don't like, or maybe they're doing something, but they have a plan B. And if they cut the plan B, then it would work out. I was wondering, that's cool. You go, there's no plan B with Erica. You're all in.
Maybe that's not like a great thing to say. I probably should have a plan B because I know life doesn't always go the way that we want it to, but I think it's so important to love your job. So if you're watching this and you don't like your job, literally quit and find something else that you like. Because how sad, like you work 5 days a week. So you're just, that's 5 days a week that you're waking up and going to a place that you hate working at, or like you hate working with the people that you work with. I mean, that's going to impact your mental health so much. So I always tell people, forget about the money. I mean, the money will come, like just find something that you love doing and figure it out.
I love that. That's What you just said, the last minute and a half of this, I think that needs to be replayed again and again and again. I love it.
I need to reflect for myself sometimes. You know, not every day is hunky dory for Erica Francis.
Well, that's well said. I mean, that's it. Well, let me just because you opened up that can. What
Yeah.
about so the days that do not go well, either A, you're looking, there sounds like there might be a story here.
Oh, there's a lot of them. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
life.
And how do you keep what keeps you moving forward?
If something goes not well on camera one day, and it happens a lot, and it's frustrating, you know, there's so many moving parts. There's so many people that are contributing to a newscast. Not every newscast is going to be flawless. And I'm a perfectionist, so I do get upset. But I always put myself in the viewer's shoes. Is the viewer going to wake up the next morning and think to themselves, Fox 2's newscast yesterday? Not great. You remember that Erica girl? She messed up. No.
Right.
People are so like worried about themselves. They've already moved on. So I make a mistake, something goes wrong. Everybody else already moved on. I need to move on too. The days that I have really bad days, I honestly just come home and nap and then I feel better. You know, it happens. Some days just suck at work. And that's life, you know?
I agree. And I mean, to that point, and you have it in your bio of you doing some stories of tragedy and some of triumph
Yeah.
with the, and I know we talked a little bit about this offline, but can you share? I often, you see some news stories and a lot of them are difficult. Like it's hard for me.
Yeah.
I don't consume a ton of news, but when I do and I see some horrible things, like it affects me. Like I start feeling like, oh, I feel bad for the family or the person. And you're right. And I'm not meeting them. You're right in front of them. How do
Yeah.
you deal with some of the, maybe just the ups and downs, but especially the difficult stories that are happening in your own town, in your own city?
Yeah, that's probably one of my most asked questions, to be honest. So it's gonna be, oh, hey, Boots. Did you see him fly up here? My cat.
I saw him in the shadows. I saw the shadow. I didn't see him on camera. I was
Man,
cracked
okay. All right, well, hopefully he stays over there. He would steal the show.
up.
Okay, so it's gonna be different from a reporter perspective and an anchor perspective. So when I first started my career as a reporter, yes, you are in right in front of these families. There is nothing harder in this life than calling up a mom who just lost her son or daughter and asking her if she wants to do an interview. There is nothing worse. Heart to stomach. There's been several times I've honestly avoided asking and just been like, I can't get them to talk. 'Cause I've experienced death in my life and I can't imagine talking about something that horrific right after it happens. But some families do, and they find that as like a form of I don't even know what how to word this, but a form of therapy almost to talk about their loved ones. So that's how I always frame it. You know, oh, we want to keep your loved one's memory alive. Do you want to tell the world about the person that they were? But that was definitely the hardest part of my career. Thankfully, I don't do those stories anymore, so I don't have to make those calls. But a lot of reporters do. So that's really tough. As an anchor, I am more so just reading the stories. You know, the teleprompter scrolls and the stories come up. So that is not as big of an impact for me. And it's sad to say that stories start to kind of all sound the same, which is it's horrible, right? That this life is not perfect. There are bad things happening in this world. There are bad people in this world. But I always remind myself that the good outweighs the bad. And even though our news, you know, it starts off heavy with a lot of shootings and just really awful things, I let it go in one ear and out the other. As sad as that is, some stories do impact me more, depending on the circumstances. And I'll think about it for a little bit. You know, it'll upset me. I'll get frustrated. Like, why are people like this? How could you do that? But then, you know, 10 minutes pass and it's on to the next story. You know, that's how news is. It's like the mass shooting cycle. We all live it. It grasps our attention for, you know, a full day, a week, and then it's on to the next news of the day. And then the next awful mass shooting happens. So yeah. That gives you a better idea of how things work for me. I don't go home. It's my cat again. I don't go home and like cry about all the news, because if I did that, I wouldn't be able to do this job. Right. Yeah. Like that would just like overtake me completely. But I will say it, like, doing this job changes how I live my life, right? Like, I don't trust people that much because I know I've seen the things that people do. So it's hard for me to trust people. I'm always like watching my back to make sure somebody's not following me, you know, just little things like that. And honestly, I think it's important for everybody to do that, but also can't live your life like scared all the time. I feel like I just rambled a lot about that, but.
No, you didn't. Yeah. All of that was very fair. And I appreciate your honesty with all that. I'm sure it is tough. And I mean, and I'm sure at the same time, like you said, once you hear a lot of them, they may all jumble together. And let me ask you one on the other end. Do you recall, it could be a recent one or a while ago, like your best story or your best. Oh, there you go.
I used to not be able to answer that because there are so many great stories that I've covered, but I now have an answer because this was just the best one ever. So in March, I was asked to go to Washington, D.C. with 9 of our Rosie the Riveters from Detroit. The cutest little ladies. They're in their late 90s. Some of them are 100 up. And obviously they helped with World War II. You know, they stayed on the home front building the B-27 bombers. I think that's the right one. And they riveted all those things. I mean, it's truly incredible what they did. So they were honored in Washington, D.C. So I got to go to the Capitol with them. And I was on the plane with them. And the story that we put together was just amazing. So that was definitely the best experience that I've had.
That is incredible. I didn't know it was going to be that in depth. So we can see the video of.
You can. And I actually just submitted it for an Emmy. So fingers crossed that it gets nominated and maybe even wins, because that would be really cool.
Have you ever been nominated for an Emmy? That's a huge.
I have been nominated several times, but I've never won.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what's like right now, and I kind of, but I'm sure listeners do too, want to hear about your lifestyle, because I know it's 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. We chatted a little bit about it. Is there, like, how does that lifestyle look when you're on air at 4, right? 4 a.m.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I go to bed around 7:30 each night, which sounds crazy, but I'm always tired, so it's great. I mean, I love sleeping. And I nap during the day too. I'm crazy. Like there's nothing better than being in bed. Nothing better. I wake up at 2 a.m. I make my coffee. I put on my makeup. Yes, I do my own makeup and I do my own hair every single day. I pick out my own outfits, which I purchase with my own money. So people that have like bad things to say, like, oh, get a new stylist. I'm like, okay, great. I'll get right on that.
That's the kind of stuff that you get. So can you wear, like, it's up to you totally. Just doesn't matter colors, whatever. You just show up as professionally dressed.
Right. Yeah. I mean, patterns aren't great, but you know, you can only wear so many solid colors. So, I wear what I want and you know, what's appropriate. Some people don't, which I'm still like, what's going on here? But yeah, I pride myself on dressing professionally. I wake up at 2 a.m. and then I leave by 3 a.m. and I'm out to work around 3:15. read my scripts. I do my hair at work. I do my makeup at home. And then I'm on air by 4. There are some days I'm like falling asleep during the commercial breaks. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
It's so early. But I
That's
love it. So keeps me going.
Is there a lot when you're anchoring like that? Is there a zillion things going on that we can't see as viewers that would we
Yeah.
like, wow, there's a lot going on back there.
There's so much going on. We have what we call stage hands. So people will be next to the camera that we're going to look at, and they'll be like one or two to tell us whether it's a one shot, which is like, this is a one shot. A two shot would be like, if my coins are here. Okay, this is bothering me. Sorry. This is when I'm on camera, this is like what happens. And you're constantly fixated on things. It's awful. Okay, stage hands will tell us what camera we're looking at. I mean, there's all these lights, which are so blinding sometimes. There's people talking over here in the weather center, people talking over here, and then you got to focus on what you're reading. But again, it comes with repetition. Like, I could do this in my sleep now.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Oh, so
At
it's
first, it
pretty.
was intimidating.
Do you have an earpiece? Do they say anything?
Yes. Yeah. Called an IFB.
IFB. So that would be a curveball. Something went different that you need to adjust on the fly. Is that what happens?
Yeah, and then they'll get in my ear. Yep.
And that's just as far as you've done it so many times, it's just like no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if there's big breaking news, I'll start to get a little nervous. I'll feel my heart beat a little fast because I don't want to mess that up. I want to sound like I know what I'm talking about. And breaking news is so scary because it's literally coming to you as you're telling the viewer. So you're like, let me figure this out, but I'm still like talking to you and like trying to be professional. So you're trying to do all these things at once, and it's a lot. I mean, I've had my fair share of mess ups doing breaking news, more so in Nashville when I worked the 4 p.m. news. And then I was there during COVID, so I was constantly tossing to like press conferences about everything. So man, that I really got my practice in with breaking news. But now from 4 to 6, there's not as much.
That's a fair point. Yeah, so you've been out there doing a bunch of different. I love it.
I
You're
know.
everywhere. You are
I
everywhere.
like the mornings better though, I will say, because I can showcase my personality more.
Ah, there you go. You have
Yeah.
more flexibility with showing who you really are.
Yeah, it's so true. And then I'm off by 10:30 every morning, and I go home and nap. I can run errands when things aren't super busy. I can watch TV, hang with my cat. I mean, life is good. No complaints.
Well, you created that life. You worked your butt off and had no
Well,
plan B.
thank you for saying that. Yeah, sometimes I don't give myself enough credit. I'm like, oh, I'm so lucky, but no, it was a lot of hard work.
I'm sure you're downplaying it, and it was a ton of hard work.
Yeah,
What's
you're
before I ask the last question, because I know you're running soon, what's the best way to people connect with you post podcast? Is Instagram the best way?
I think I'm the most candid on Instagram. Erica on Air is my handle. Give me a follow. I've messaged back to a lot of people. As long as you're not creepy, I'll message you back. I get a lot of strange DMs, I will tell you, being in the public eye.
You know what? I wondered about that just real quick. Is
Oh
that,
yeah, no, I've got time. Whatever, you're fine.
well, no, I just think that's a topic to dive deeper in because I know
Oh.
a lot of people on social media who get weird stuff, but I'm sure you get more than most. And it's like, how do you process that and or just laugh it off or however you react?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you just laugh it off. But there's been a lot of times where it's like, okay, why are people actually sending these things? What is going on in their mind? But yeah, a lot of messages, you just gotta ignore them. The block button is your friend, doing a lot of blocking. But honestly, I love that people are able to message me because I think it's so important to be relatable to your viewers. Like, I don't want people to think that I'm up here and they're down there. No, we're at the same level. Like, let's chat. What do you want to see on the news? Tell me what you liked today. Tell me what you didn't like today, you know, if it's in a nice way. And there's nothing better than having communication with the people who watch me on TV every day, because it reminds me how lucky I am, right? Like, holy crap, all of these people watch me. Like, why? But they're choosing to watch me on the news, and that is so special. So heck yeah, I'm gonna contact them and, you know, chat back and forth.
I love it. So you also get a lot of people who like, will they just say, "Great job, saw you this morning."
Yes.
I'm sure you have like fans, right?
Yeah, that's so weird. It is so weird. Like, I'll go out in public and people, not every day. Let's, oh, I would not be able to handle this every day because it is a lot. Like, I can't imagine being Justin Bieber famous. That is crazy. But when I go out in public and people ask for pictures, I'm like, of who? Oh, me? What, you want a picture with me? But you have to realize these people are like inviting you into their homes every single morning. I'm part of their morning routine. And so they think that I'm part of their family. And that's really special. So heck yeah, you can get a picture. Heck yes.
There
Thanks for watching. But
you
it is
go.
weird. It is weird.
Yeah, but that I feel like you're very humble in that response, or else you would
Yeah.
say it would be easy peasy. I love the fact that you think it's weird. To me, means you're humble and down to earth.
It is weird. Again, I'm just like, I just followed my dream and I'm doing something I love. I never did this for recognition or, you know, to be some local celebrity. That's not what it's about. It's about other people and telling their stories and helping people in life.
I love it. And you do an amazingly good job of it as
Thanks.
well. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
So yeah, we'll get you on Instagram. And just the last thing is, is there anything coming up this year, 2024, that you're excited for, whether personally, professionally, anything?
Nothing off the top of my head.
Just keep dominating 4 to 6 o'clock in the morning forever
Yeah.
and ever.
Yeah. I mean, I've got charity events here and there, but I mean, those aren't even scheduled for right now. I mean, wow, this whole year is still ahead of us, isn't it? That's crazy. That's great. No, nothing that I'm planning on or looking forward to. I guess the stories will come as they come, and you know, I'll tell them as they come. So I'm excited.
I could tell, like the whole time that we've been chatting, even off before we started recording, you just seem like you are. It's so cool to see somebody who's living their dream and their truth and what they love. And
Yeah.
it like just radiates out of you. It's awesome.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. That's a compliment. Big
Yeah,
compliment.
it's the truth. So congratulations on everything you've accomplished. I love it. Thanks for joining, Erica. Thanks everybody for watching or listening. And we'll see you all next week.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.